Previously on Alcoa FM.
There we go. You have heard 29 of the Alcoa FM Top 30 powered by CTM for Saturday, 26 March. And that means that the man on the phone, who I said, can we have a quick catch-up chat at about 11:45 today, might have suspected, but didn't know necessarily. Good morning, Daniel Barron.
Hey, Saul. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been quite a morning, I won't lie. I've been standing in on the Alcoa FM Top 30 for Wayne, who continues to recover, which we're all very grateful for. But this show is one of those, hold on tight, just it races through the show. You cannot believe how quickly it moves. Anyway, more about you. New epic album is out. What is it called?
Yes, it's called Sea of God and the Jungle Below.
Okay. And perhaps not known by many, you are also the person responsible not only for your own music, but quite a lot of music that we're hearing on the airwaves through the Hit
yes.
Music Kitchen.
Yes, yeah, that's me, the Hit Kitchen. I create and produce and write and work with so many talented artists out there in South Africa and abroad, and it's really been a lovely time to, you know, work with so much different talent. I work with, like, from dance to pop to rock to everything. So it's really nice to work with a range of talent, yeah.
Mm. The 2 years, though, of this level of lockdown, this level of lockdown, this level of lockdown, and the absolute body blow that it gave the entertainment industry must have forced you into a kind of a more creative space, meaning you would be kind of, because you can't perform, you're kind of working with people insofar as you may, and kind of coming up with a whole lot of stuff. You also used the opportunity to pop in a marriage.
That's it.
Got married to Anita in October, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. I'm a married man, and we've got a little boy named Cruz, and we are so, so happy. And yeah, I've got my home studio at home. That's where the creation, the creative stuff happens as well. And yeah, over lockdown, it was quite a little bit of a crazy change in gear for us artists as entertainers, but it's been a really nice creative time for me.
Right. I see that you've got a gig coming up quite soon, actually. You are at a comedy gig, but you are the Muso. What is that
correct,
about?
Correct. So they're happening this coming Thursday in back in Joburg, and yeah, I'm quite excited. It's really nice to get onto the stage again physically, I've been nice and busy with a couple of gigs lately. I played at Top Model South Africa as a guest star just the other day, and then yeah, I can't wait to come back to you guys though to play at the Music Kitchen. That's always been a highlight of mine. Yeah,
yeah, and as I was saying to you before we kind of started chatting on air, some interesting and impressive renovations have taken place there. Some clever stuff, and I also wanted to check with you. So the new album, a little bit of a kind of departure in style for you.
So yeah, the new album has been, it's kind of got a little bit of everything. There are some, you know, some tracks that you know, will resemble the Daniel Barron sound. But because I'm a producer, you know, my soul and my heart is in it's in this kind of gear where I keep trying to push myself and push the limits, push the sonic boundaries. And there's a lot of different stuff on there. But at the same time, the album itself is really quite a story in itself. And it's quite a long album. It's quite an epic, almost like an epic tale that you've kind of got to listen to the whole thing to get that whole, you know, feel. But yeah, the album is different, but it still carries the Daniel Barron flavor.
Right. If you cast your mind back to All Over Now, and when you were kind of in the process of kind of breaking out a newish artist, and your song All Over Now kind of did really, really, really well, did you ever think that we'd be kind of where you are now?
It's crazy. It's so unpredictable, this music career and this music dream that I have. And no, I've always had the dream to you know, to get to the, you know, the point where I am now. And but I suppose I would have never imagined, you know, to be at this point. But at the same time, I'm constantly kind of pushing myself. Even now, I've got further dreams and further aspirations, and I don't know when I'll stop. But it's really a blessing, and I'm so, so grateful to be where I am, and also for the people that follow my work and you know, radio stations like you guys that play my music is really, really, I'm so, so grateful and so blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. That brings us to the point where I don't know if you heard me say, we have heard 29 of the top 30 songs on the Algoa FM Top 30 powered by CTM for today,
wow.
Which means congratulations are in order. Daniel Barron, How to Feel is the new number one.
Wow, wow. I've got shivers. I've got goosebumps. This is really, really special, man. Thank you. Thank you, Charles. That's made my day, and also the fact that this song is on my new album. To say that I've got a number one hit on this album is really, really, it's you've made my day. I think I'm going to pop the champagne now.
Do it. Well, thanks for the quick catch up. I need to run because the news must be on time. Been great chatting. All the best, and hope to see you in our part of the world again soon.
Thanks, Shaw. I truly appreciate it. Thanks, cool. Algoa FM. You guys, I love you guys. Thank you.
Here it is. Number one.
On air, online,
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.